Our scripture lesson today is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted." For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
Well, you know, I woke up this morning to this cool weather, and I thought, this is not the only place where it got cold this morning, because the Cubs are in the World Series. And I'm sure there are some people who are praying that in a week or so it's frozen. Now, all deference to you Cleveland fans in the congregation. I know of one. You know, as I pondered this passage this week, and it also being Commitment Sunday, sometimes a passage kind of stretches you. And so I just decided to just go with the passage and let Commitment Sunday take care of itself. But maybe we'll converge somewhere. Because as I read this text about humility, I couldn't get a couple of stories out of my mind. And these are stories to me that have a semblance of humility in them. They're both personal stories. One was back when I was in seminary. One of my classmates and I were having a discussion one day because I had just seen the musical Les Miserables for the very first time. I saw it at the Fox Theater there in Atlanta, and I was overwhelmed by this musical. And so I was talking to my classmate about this, and he began to share that he had also seen Les Miserables a couple of weeks prior, but he had seen it in New York on Broadway. I said, "Oh, wow, I would love to see it there." And he said, "Well, I had to go up and see my brother. He's an actor, and he got a part in Les Mis, and so I had to go see him." And I said, "Wow, that's something. What is he in the chorus? Does he have a featured part?" And he said, "Well, no, he's playing Jean Valjean." So, as it turned out, his brother was an actor named Timothy Shue, and who was the youngest actor ever to play that role on Broadway and has since performed the role over 1,600 times on Broadway and touring shows and in regional productions. Now, the other story was a similar event. Peg and I were at a dinner in our neighborhood when we lived there in Washington. And this was one of those dinners that was given to support a community foundation. and there were probably 30 similar dinners going on around in our neighborhood. And you were assigned to go to dinner to a house where you didn't know the people, and you didn't know most of the people that you were having dinner with as well. And so you got to meet a lot of interesting people. And so we were at dinner at these people's house, and the host was showing us around in the backyard, and he had built an arbor back in his backyard in the garden. And he was showing us his arbor and talking about how he had built this himself. And somebody in the group says, "Well, where do you work?" You know, the inevitable question, or better, "What do you do?" And he said, "Oh, I work for NASA. I'm an engineer with NASA." And some people in our congregation can understand this, as we had engineers that worked for NASA through Honeywell in this congregation. So this gentleman, he says, "I'm an engineer with NASA." And somebody says, "Well, what's your job?" And he says, "Oh, I manage the International Space Station." I think both of these stories have something to do with humility. Now, the English word humility has its root in the Latin humus, which means ground, earth, dirt. And the same root is in the word human. Now, in biblical terms, we are reminded of the Hebrew word in the book of Genesis, Adam, which means from the earth. And so, Adam, humanity, human, from the earth. And in our reading this morning, the Greek word for humble is a verb which means to make low, to bring low. Or we might say, to bring down to earth. And using a combination of this etymology, I would say humility is being comfortable with who we are, without needing to overestimate our importance. Now, in contrast to humility, there are arrogance, pride, and self-importance. And my question this morning is, as we look around our world today, especially as we look around our country during a political season, which of the two do we expect to see and hear the most? Now, I use the word expect intentionally here, because in our culture today, we expect our leaders to be forceful, arrogant, overconfident, because we attribute all of these things to strength and leadership. And I ask you, if someone were to run a campaign based on humility, what would that look like today? They would have a snowball's chance on Clearwater Beach to be elected. But Jesus comes along and turns all of this on its head. Jesus comes along saying things like, "All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." Now, can you imagine Jesus walking around the countryside and villages of first century Palestine sounding like some of today's politicians and leaders? in our country and in the world. Can you imagine that? If he were to use this same approach, if he were to stand up and say, "You need to follow me because I am the Son of God. We're going to Jerusalem and we're going to clean house. Your troubles are over if you follow me." Now, unfortunately, this is the way many Christians perceive Jesus, the way many interpret the gospel. We like to forget that Jesus calls us to humility, to compassion, to self-sacrifice, to justice. We choose to forget that Jesus, before saying, "Follow me," says, "Pick up your cross," not "jump on the bandwagon." We conveniently overlook the commandments to love God, to love neighbor, to love self, and even to love our enemies. Jesus' call to humility is a call to remember who we are. We are humans, humus, earth, dust. And you've heard me say before that we humans are basically dirt, water, and air. That's our chemical makeup. However, and this is a big however, we are also the image of God. We have consciousness, imagination, creativity, thoughts, feelings, and the awareness that we are all of this. Jesus calls us to our true nature, and he calls us to recognize our true nature in everyone else. At the core of our humanity, we are no better or no worse than any other human being, because the gospel calls us to a common denominator. But it's not the lowest common denominator. It's the highest common denominator. As Thomas Merton says, we are all walking around shining like the sun. That's who we are. Now, that's a description of incarnation if ever there was one. Walking around shining with the presence and image of God. So in the end, we are human. We are dirt, water, and air, but we are also light. And Jesus tells us we can't see the light in ourselves or in others until we get back to the dirt, until we remember who we are. And this, my friends, is the humility that we are called to. It's not a self-depreciating, "Oh, poor me," humility. It's a humility that recognizes the presence of God in all of humanity. Amen. So in the end, when we commit ourselves, we do so in humility. We come hearing the call of Christ to remember who we are, to remember that we are humans from the earth, and that we are the light of the world as the image of God. And this is the commitment we make. You know, in this season of politics, there's only one candidate of real change, and that's Jesus. Jesus comes preaching. The very first thing is repentance. Changing our ways. Changing our perspectives. But more importantly, changing our hearts. And when our hearts change, we remember who we are. So let us go from this place today, knowing that we are called into the world as humans, the light of the world, the presence of God in each and every one of us. Amen.